All right, we are on Daf Samech Amud Aleph. We'll take it from the second line. Relizer Shem Rabbi Yosha said, Relizer said name Rabbi Yosha, is a suya which essentially is the same as the Bavli suya on the same topic. Relizer Shem Rabbi Yosha said, Tanai based in who? Is a Tanai based in, meaning based in made a clause, Shem Zem Mavish's Pisco, that if somebody sets aside a corn Pesach, Zem Mavish's Mosav, and another individual sets aside money subsequent to the, let's say Reuven sets aside his Pesach, and afterwards Shimon sets aside money to buy a portion of Korban Pesach. So Mano also al Shelo. So Reuven takes Shimon in on his Korban. Vamos yotze chulin me'aleim, and the money goes out to chulin on its own accord, even though the money was hekdesh. Normally hekdesh is only hektish money normally only becomes chulin when it's spent on chulin, right? It's spent for an animal. Here it's being spent towards a hektish animal. But basically made a condition that hektish loses status of hektish if it's spent towards buying a korban, in this case, a korban pesach. Now, the question is vis-a-vis the korban pesach itself. Ma, what's its status? Yoytzel chulin v'choizer v'kodesh. Is it that the korban pesach becomes ois hektish for a moment? Some part of it loses status of hektish in order for the other guy to buy into it, or do I say or it doesn't have to actually lose its status of hektish for any amount of time, rather it was initially sanctified with the intention that there should be able to other people should be able to come in on it later on. Manavi Mimino, what's the difference? Who cares? So the difference is as follows. Very interesting difference. Hefish mea mana lepisco. Let's say a guy, the second guy, Shimon, not Reuven, set aside $100 for his korban pesach. Vino so chamishim, and Reuven, when he allowed him to buy in for $50, $50 less. In Tamar, if you're going to say yotze lechulin, that the animal goes out to chulin and then becomes hektish again, right? It goes out to chulin and then becomes hektish for that portion that this guy's buying into. So in this case, Sharamos, the rest of the money which is left over, should be, and here the Gersa should be reversed, Sharamos is Kodesh. Here, the rest of the money, the other $50, remains Kodesh. Because the only way this money can become Chulin, the $100, is if it's used to buy a Korban Pesach. And only $50 of it was used to buy the Korban Pesach. So therefore, the other $50 has got to remain Kodesh. It's got to remain holy. In Tamar, if you're going to say Lekachik Nisha Mishor Rishoy, if you're going to say that the way to understand why the Korban Pesach can be bought into by somebody else later on is because the original Hektish is delineated by the assumption that it's possible that other people will come in, and therefore the original Hektish was kind of like Al Tanai, on the Tanai of Beis Din. So to hear Sharamos Chulinhen. Again, changing the gear. So here the money which is left over, the extra $50 you didn't spend on subscribing the Korban, should be chulin. Why should be chulin? Because here too we could apply the principle and say that Chazal said whatever money is not necessary for the Korban Pesach loses its status as hektish, reverts to chulin. So just like they said by the Korban Pesach itself, that whatever that they made it tonight, that whatever you want to bring in later on the Korban, you could bring in. So here they could have made it tonight that whatever money is left over when you subscribe to Korban Pesach, that money could go out to Chulin. Again, the other way around would not work. If you said that the shot by Korban Pesach is that the Korban part which is being bought into later on is temporarily becomes Chulin and then becomes Kodesh again when the second guy buys into it. So here there's nothing which made the other money, the other $50 left over, which weren't used in the purchase price, there's nothing which would have reverted them to Chulin and they would remain Kodesh.
Sounds a little like a Brera issue.
Right, it's kind of like Brera, right? But we're using the Tanai Basin to overcome them. Right, if you don't have a Tanai Basin, that's really what it is. If you don't have a Tanai Basin, it's Brera. Now you're going to say Brera. Once it was designated to be Kodesh, needs something to take it out of Kodesh. The only way you can take it out of Kodesh automatically without Brera, which doesn't work here, is to say there was a Tanai to begin with. Right, very good. Rabbi Yaakov Baracho Amar Shmuel Bar Abba Boy. Rabbi Yaakov Baracho said that Shmuel Bar Abba asked the following: Hagatzmucha, Shim no sa chinam. Let's imagine this case. Hagadzla means let's imagine a case. So let's concoct a case. When I accept somebody in a Korban Pesach as a subscriber without taking any money from him, I give him a free portion of my Korban Pesach. I can do that. I'll give him a kazayis out of my own free will. Ma'islucha. What are you going to say there? Yaitzel chulin v'choizer v'hektish. Can you say that there, part of the Korban Pesach goes out to chulin and comes back and becomes kodesh again? That you could save this money. You'd say if Reuven has a Korban Pesach, he's accepting money from Shimon, so we could say, well, the Korban Pesach becomes chulin temporarily and then becomes kodesh again when Shimon pays his money into it. But here, Reuven's just giving it to Shimon unilaterally. He's not accepting any money, right? Right, it's already kodesh, and it can't become chol in any way, shape, or form, yet nonetheless, I can give subscriptions to my Korban Pesach as a gift. So it must tell us, this must be a proof that the reason why I can bring other people into my carpet is not because then it reverts to chulin, but rather because mishari shani k'disha l'kah, that's conditional in the original sanctification Korban Pesach, that I can always bring other people in afterwards, no matter whether it's for free or for cash. Furthermore, the words of the coming up rabbis, which you're going to see in a moment, also Amri, they also say, it's not that it leaves, goes out of the chulin, and comes out, comes kodesh again. That's not the case. How do we see that? Tamatina, we learned over there. There's also a case that Bala brings out himself. Nasalok Sofim, if you give a prostitute money, right? You give her the wages of sin. So, Harelu Mutarim. She can actually use that to buy korbanos. It's only if you give her a korban itself, she can't. You give her an animal itself as the wages that she can't bring as a korban. That's called esnan. But if you give her money and she uses that to buy a korban, that's okay. That's not a problem. Harel mutarim yenos shmoyim v'slosos. And if you give her whatever wine, oil, and flour, kol davar shekarev agam mizbech, anything shekarev tzibokarev agam mizbech, anything which is use on Mizrach, like similar to Mizrach, also, then that's forbidden to be brought as a korban, because then you're giving the actual wages of sin itself to the Beis HaMikdash to a korban. Korbanator adds in four words here. It says, Nasala Mugdashim. What if you give her not an animal, but animal, so to speak, the raw material, but you give her a fully sanctified, consecrated korban? It's already been consecrated before it became an esnan. That's okay, because it's a pre-existing condition, right? So, Rabbi Shimon Lagashomar, what is that referring to? You can't give a korban to somebody. A korban is your korban. You can't give a korban to anybody else. So what does it mean you give me a korban? There's no such thing. So it says, Rabbi Shimon Lagash says, I'll tell you what a case like that is. Should be b'mamane osa apischo. You make her a subscriber to your Korban Pesach or to your Chagiga. Oh, you make her subscribe on the Korban Pesach. Now, besides all the connotations, current events, I know, don't even think of that. But besides all those connotations, what really is going on here, how could she become, it says here, if she give her mukdashim, it's mutter. If you vada amara, she'ena yetzu chulin v'chaz v'kodesh. It's clear from this that Korban Pesach has not become chulin and then become kodesh again. Because the Korban Pesach came chulin and kodesh again, that would be a full-blown esnan. Because you're giving her a part of the animal which became chulin momentarily, and then reverted to kodesh when she acquired it. That's just like giving her an animal which she can't make a korban. So how could it possibly be mutter to do this? Only if you're giving her an animal which consistently retains its name of korban. It's not being reconsecrated. Well, that's like the other side of a chakira must be, that with that it's really, you're not ever reverting the animal back to chulin. Rather, it's kodesh mishor mishor. It's just that tonight you're allowed to put it on anybody else you want. Adam rasha'ena yetzel chulin v'chayzer v'kodesh, because the intent was yetzel chulin v'chayzer v'kodesh, because he goes out to chulin, then becomes Kurdish again, you also be Shum Asla Shrios because of Esna. Now, says more, no. I have a different answer. Could be really it goes out Lukulin. Alright, that's case should be Esna. No. Because Esna has to be when she has possession of it sometime. Pasalob Shlo Nichnas Lutoch Yado Klum. He never actually took your daughter should be. She never actually took possession of it. Since she never took possession of it, it could be that that's why it doesn't become Esnan. Again, could talk be chulin for a moment, and then it comes Pesach again. All right, that's Kishmi Esnan. No, Esnan is when it passed through her hands, and here I just bring you in as a subscriber. So in other words, she never had any full control over it. So she never had full control of it, so therefore it wouldn't be considered to be Esnan. That's what Gemara is proposing. Okay? So it's not an in the proof from here that it goes that it remains Kodesh the whole time. It could be it becomes Chol momentarily. But still, since she never had full control of it, that's why it does become Esnan. Tehil L'chon, you should know this is true. The Tehil Taman we learned over there. Makriv Olav Kine Zavim. A person is forbidden. This is talking about a person who took an oath not to provide his friend with any benefit. Absolutely no benefit. He took an oath. Nevertheless, the Gemara says in the Dorim, or the Yerushalmi says in the Dorim, Maki lo kine zovim kine yoldos, where you're allowed to sacrifice for that person, or the birds he has to bring as a zov, or the birds she has to bring as your ledus. So it's there. Why are you allowed to do it? Lichori, you're benefiting them because they have to bring a korban, and you're exempting them from their chiv of having to bring a korban, but you bring the korban there be at. So it must be that the only reason why it's mutter is lo b'shlo nichlas yodo klu toch yodo klum. Must be the reason why it's mutter is because they never actually received a benefit directly. Peripherally, indirectly, they were exempted from a korban because I brought a korban on their behalf. But it's a difficult directly through them, so therefore it's not considered I'm providing illicit benefit to them. That's why it's okay. So here too we say the same thing, that even though she's actually getting a benefit from something which was momentarily chul and then became kodesh again, since it was peripheral in that she never actually took possession of it, so therefore that might not be the halacha of Esnan. Of hachashlo nichas etoch yod haklum, here too nothing ever entered the hand of the prostitute. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yami said, and this will tie back to our sugi, but it'll take a few lines. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochan said, Yispan Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Shem, and Lakish. So Machlokas, Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Shem, and Lakish. What's the Machlokas? Chayim HaMakdishin, can you consecrate a korban on Yom Tov proper? One said you can't. Chayim HaMakdishin, the other said you cannot. Rabbanan the Kesaran Mefarshin. Rabbanan the Kesaran explained, and the Machlokas, of course, wasn't clear from that line. The Rabbanan and Katsrin expanded on it. They said, Rabbi Yochum are betchilu biyontif. Mefarshin alone, they explained the Machlokas. Rabbi Yochum are betchilu biyontif, you're allowed to consecrate a korban initially on yontif. It doesn't have to be done erev yontif. The Shimon Lakishim are emakdishim b'tchil yontif. You can't initially consecrate a korban on yontif. It must be specifically before yontif. Now, is tani tani. According to Bimu Chodzi, you can be makdish a korban on yontif. Let's talk about a korban on erev Shabbos, which comes in erev Pesach, and you forgot to buy a korban Pesach before Shabbos began. So what do you do on Shabbos? Is tani tani. There's those who said holy chloetz or mochrei tloim. You go to somebody who sells goats, and you acquire from them a korban pesach. Is tani tani. Those who said holy chloetz or mochrei psachim. You have to go to somebody who sells psachim, not goats but psachim. What's the difference? Man of holy chloetz or mochrei tloim. He says you go to a goat seller. Commandamar Makdish, and Imas Lol Krabi Yochan, you can consecrate a korban on Pesach, on Yotiv, and say thing on Shabbos. So I'd say go Erev Pesach, which comes on Shabbos, even to a regular goat seller, and give him a goat to use for your korban Pesach. Mandamar Holichloi Tzomochre Psochim, he said you can't go to a goat seller, you gotta go to a seller of Psochim. That must be Commandamar E Makdish, like the opinion of holds that you can't be Makdish or korban on Yotif or on Shabbos, and therefore it has to be already pre-Kodesh. Who is Mekadesh it? The seller, actually. So says Gemara, Hadar Marah, this much teach us. Eino Yotze L'chulin V'chayzer V'kodesh. This must teach us that when you buy into a Korban Pesach, it doesn't go out to Chulin and become Kodesh again. Because in Tabor Shiyotze L'chulin V'chayzer Kodesh, you're going to say that the logistics are that it goes out to Chulin and then becomes Kodesh again. You also should be forbidden to take this prep this animal Shabbos, even though Sereiman does it, it's Korban Pesach. Mishum Makdish. Because since at some point it's going to become Chul and then become Kodesh again, so it's as if you're being Makdish on Shabbos and Yontif over again. So it should be forbidden even to take from somebody selling Pesachim. Yeah.
Doesn't have to be Makdish, main Hekdish for the specific
We're going to learn about that. It's a good question. Next Mishnah. So, says Gemara, Rav Chanin and Rav Mana, so the Rav Chanin and Rav Mana addressed this issue. It could be Chadamar Makdish Lamachar. One said that the only time it's forbidden, the only time it's machlokas whether you can be makdish on yontif, is about when you're being makdish not for the use of today, but being makdish for the use of tomorrow, which is already chol hamoed. The other man, Domer, said choram bar b'makdish b'edek abayis. The machlokas to be makdish on Shabbos or not, all he has to do is be makdish l'bedek abayis, not be makdish animal for kedushas mizbeach. So therefore, it's possible to say that there in Yerushalayim, where they were buying the korbanos on Erev Pesach, which happened on Shabbos, since they required it for bo bayom, so therefore it was mutter to take regardless. It was mutter to be makdish regardless. So you could say it really goes out to chulin, and you are makdish it again. Alright, that's case should be forbidden to take it. The only korbanos now to take or designate when beyond for Shabbos are korbanos not necessarily for that self same day. But this korban is necessary for the self same day. You could buy and acquire on Shabbos or yontif regardless. Okay, so says the Gemara, Amar Rav Simi said, Vafilu Kamando Amar, even like the opinion who holds, here's the two words missing in Carbonate, it says it should be, Filu Kamando Amar, Ein Makdishin. The truth is, even though you hold, even though you hold Ein Makdishin, and therefore you can't take an animal, which is Chulin, or animal which reverts to Chulin, here it's different. Why? Not because it's the same day, but because Makdish Bazora. Here you buy the goat and you makdish it in Nazara. Now, why in Nazara isn't any difference in the base of Mikdash? Because what's the reason you can't be makdish something on Shabbos? The Rabbana. What's not also in the base of Mikdash? Ain't shvus by Mikdash, the Rabbanans. The no rabbinic prohibition base of Mikdash. So taking the base of Mikdash, you makdish it there.
So you could even go to the goat cellar.
Right. That's exactly his point. Right? You can even go to the goat cellar, hypothetically, as long as it's for the purpose of, and the, I guess, it's not clear, according to him, why this be which you have to go to the Pesachim cellar. But in any event, you see here clearly that you're allowed to, Makdash Azorah. Mishu Shavuz Yishitir B'Mikdash. Because it's a Shavuz, it's a Rabba, and the base of Mikdash made him Motor. Minayin Shim Nimnim. How do we know that there's constant of subscribers? Tam Lomer Mikhsas Nefashim, because it says you cover the animal with souls who participate in it. Minayin Shehein. Now here it's a typo. Minayin Shehein Moshkin. I know people can pull off until the animal is shechted. People can keep on pulling out the subscriptions. Nehemar Kan Seh. And it says here, because it says here, Seh. Nehemar Mitzrayim Seh. It says also goat in Mitzrayim. Ma Zesh Nehemar Mitzrayim. Chayv Lo Shachut. Just like that one which it says by Mitzrayim is alive and not yet slaughtered, and that's what determines its status. So too, the absolution of my con, so to the one for eternity, chayv lo shochet, determines its status as long as it's alive, meaning both the chumra and the kula. The kula being here what? They can constantly change and renege until the animal is actually shechted. Okay? Matav and Rabbi Shimon. Right, that's Rabbi Shimon. Matav and Rabbi Shimon says you can even change to Zrika. So it says Rabbi Shimon, Ilu Mesu. I'll tell you why. Because if, let's say Mesu, some of the members of Chabur, not all of them, of course, die, Ben Shchita L'Zrika. So you're missing members of Chabur. Shema in Abayim Miskapin, it's meaning no Kapor can be achieved by the owner, it's whoever's left. Of course they can be Miskapin. So Mabe Mesu, so therefore if you can pull off, people can pull off between Shchita and Zrika. So! They can pull off Bay Mushkubai Mabe Mesu Mabe Mushkubai Mr. Dame Menu. Just like they can pull off by death, they can pull off by willfully bowing out, avoiding their having to die. Great. So that's how we learn it. What if a guy says, listen, I want to take Yankel in on my portion of the corn pesach? He has more than the Kazai is coming to him. He decides to go to bring in another guy. So the other people in the original Chabura could say, here, you take your stuff, and he and his guest eat from his portion, and they eat from their portion. Okay, so Bnei Chabura Shu Yodav Shal Echad Mem Yafos. Bnei Chabura, if one of them would had grabby fingers, really means he had nice hands, but it means here that, figuratively speaking, he was actually quite, what? Yeah, I guess it's a way of putting it, right? In other words, he was grabby. So, sticky fingers, right. Shkagun. They can say to him, take your portion, eat for yourself, in other words, the two of you. You and the guy who pulled in, because we don't want sticky fingers with us. Lo softa over Pesach. In truth, this is not just true about Pesach. Now, if you asu simbul, let's say a few people made a party. Simbul is like a common dinner. Rasholim, and then one of the guys brings in a glutton into his portion. Rasholim, they can say, lo tel chelkecha, take your portion. And go out and go eat by yourself with this guy who's accompanying you. Imayuma kirin also. The exception is in a case where they know this person very well. The kachitzlimo b'shar rishona. So then, in other words, they knew originally that this guy has grabby hands. So then, mistoma, they were kav upon themselves, and they can't say later on, we changed our mind and we don't want to divide up anymore. Okay. Rav Huna amar hamar b'shpischo. Now we have a very fundamental machlokas here. Rav Huna says some of you separate his korban Pesach. Varmei said almanash lo imone acherimi. I want to have it by myself. Nobody else should subscribe with me. Me by myself. Ein acher nimne imo. Another person cannot join with him. That's what he said. Fair is fair. He shall stop. What if he set aside without specifying anything? He didn't say only me or only X, Y, Z. Kol mashiavo minuyavim. Anybody wants to join later on can become subscribers on the Korban. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Zira said, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha name Rabbi Zira said, Masniso amarkei. Is our Brisa all that way? V'imyat habayis, doesn't the Brisa say? V'imyat mi bayis, if you have each household cannot afford a lamb or a goat, so melamed shem mismatim v'ochin. It this teaches that the widash is busted, the imat means to be diminished. It teaches us that they continuously beget less and less. Let's say, well, let me give a concrete example. Let's say it's the original chabur of 10 people, right? And they could consistently become more and more eroded, more people hemorrhage out of the chabura, right? There's got to be at least one person there who was there at the beginning, and another person was there at the end. So Korban Pesach can be a constant state of flux, but it's got to be anchored in the one guy who was there at the beginning. Okay, now, you might ask, so what's the difference between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha? Rav Huna said that one guy could eat a Korban Pesach himself, right? Yeah, he can bar entry to anybody else, right? Whereas Rabbi Zira said that people are coming and going, right? Just one, the first guy, right? So what's between his two opinions in the abstract? I lost my place. Oh, I skipped a whole line. Oh, I skipped before. I'm sorry. I missed me something. Well, I stopped Mill Bryce. I skipped Rabbi Yosef by mistake. Let me start from the Bryce again. The second line on the page. Masnisa Amra Kain. Does the Bryce say like Rabbi Chuna? It says, V'mimata bayis, if the house is diminished, Mlamichem ismati v'ochin, they can diminish and diminish, uvad One guy left for the first chabur. One guy left for the last chabur. There always has to be two people there, but not necessarily the same two people. As long as they don't leave the Pesach lying there without any shmira. Now, if you're going to say that everybody who comes, like Rav Chuna, because a member of the Chabura, Nuez makes a distinction whether they're first or whether they're last, they're all a member of one large Chabura, not a Chabura channeled off to another one. So, Hein B'nei Chabura Ashniya. So then, I misread that. I went back a lot, I think. Look, if you say Rav Chuna that everybody comes on becomes a subscriber, it's better if I explain this a little bit outside. According to Rav Chuna, well, the truth is, I'm going to about to explain, but I'll explain to you outside before we do. According to Rav Chuna, when I'm Matnish Korban Pesach, it's as if everybody I'm going to draw on with me later on is now a member of my Korban Pesach. Chronologically, I can have the Korban Pesach for the next 6 months. And anybody who joins for the next 6 months as if they join at the beginning, on day one. According to Rav Acha bar Yaakov bar Acha, no. Anybody who joins now, it joins now. Anybody who joins later, joins later. It's chronological. It's not instantaneous, simultaneous, but it's sequential. Now, what's the difference? According to Rav Chud, is it shaykh to speak about Chabur Rishon and Chabur Shniyah? There are two groups. It's all one big chabura. According to Reb Zira, there's the first one and the last one. Manavi Benin, what's the difference between the two opinions? The Hifish Pischa. This is a cool nafkamina. You gotta get ready for this one. Hifish Pischa, set aside your Korban Pesach. Umashach Yodom. And then you duck out. So Pesach is in limbo, right? You set aside. You duck out of the picture. What's the Pesach now? No man's land. Then, V'nim Na'acherimo. Another guy joins the Chabura. Of course, you say to him, listen, Yanko, take the Pesach. I'm splitting. Right? So, according to Rav Chuna, I'll die to Rav Chuna Kosher, because the second guy, it's as if he was there, and therefore there was no gap time, which there's nobody involved. I'll die to the Reb Zira apostle, because according to Reb Zira, it's consecutive, right? And therefore, the second guy is coming on too late, because there was a gap in the middle, which nobody was a subscriber, so therefore it's no good. Okay? Similarly, I'll die to the right now, here the names are reversed. I'll die to the Reb Zira, according to Reb Zira, Hekdesh Yochidu. According to Pesach, belongs to whom? It's a good chap. The first guy. Because it's chronological. There was a time which Korban Pesach belonged to one guy. The guy was Makdish. Then later on, other people joined. But he was first, so it's a Hekdish of an individual. The Hekdish Yachid, I said Tzmura. The halacha is, carbon individual can create Tzmura. In other words, if I say that my animal should be the Tzmura of that animal, so the second animal is cut just like the first one. According to Al-Daiti, the Rav Chuna, according to Rav Chuna, Hekdish Shutfinhu. Chuna says everybody who joins on later on, it's as if he was there from the beginning. So there was never a korban of a yachid; it was always a korban of partners from the get go. So then hekdesh shutim, now you say osa tmura. Hekdesh of shutim does not become tmura. Can't do it; doesn't become tmura. Now here's another cool nafkamina. Ready? Nimlo lo me'ah bnei adam ka'achas. 100 people join on. Now the ka'achas is superfluous. 100 people join on.
The same time?
No, not necessarily. In succession. As a matter of fact, it's better if it's in succession. If there's a kazayis you one kosher. If it's not, if there aren't 100 kazayisim in this goat, possible. It's possible. Why is it possible? Because everybody's supposed to, nobody's getting a kazayas, right? And they're all equal in status. On Rabbi Zira, no. Since Rabbi Zira holds it sequential, this is Givaldi. Half lame of Ella! Since Rabbi Zira holds it sequential, so the first 50 guys to get on, they get a kazayas. The next 50 guys are out of the picture. Right? Because it's since we keep on going.
Last in, first out.
Right, exactly. So he says, "Adai to Rabbi Zil, Omer Zira, Mokom until the place." Sheish gzayis kol echad ve'echad mehem, that each and every one is gzayis kosher. V'imlav, meaning beyond that is possible. Okay, so that's why it's being nafkei. According to Rav Kuna, all 100 equals, so all 100 have to get gzayis, otherwise it's not good. According to Rabbi Zira, it's sequential. So as many people as are still jumping on the bandwagon, like they can still get zayis, they are yaitzu with this korban pesach. The rest of the guys are not. It's a major nafkamina. The Tanakh, we learned concerning the fact that Bryce are like Rav Zira. Ninu love, they became subscribers on it, because of Ninu love, they became other subscribers on it. Yad mokum sheyesh gezayis kol echad ve'echad, other places zayis, each and every run, each and every one. Kosher, Rimlav, beyond that is possible. Okay, how we go? Halacha, Zov Shelosh Teios. A Zov who saw twice. So the halacha is that he's tummy for 7 days. Shusok Nilo Bishvi, Kashecht, for in the Koran Pesach, if it comes out, Erev Pesach comes out the seventh day. Rosh Shelosh, what if he saw three times? Then he has to bring Korbanos. When is he bring Korbanos? Dr. Spindel, when is he bring Korbanos? Zov has bring Korbanos. Tamei Meis. When does Zobrin Korbanos take another guest? Educated. No. Eighth day. After 7 days of Tara. So the Shech Labashmini, so if the eighth day comes there based on him, Shech Korban based on him. Vichetramaris, you can make it your woman. A woman who was a Zobrin for 1 day, so the next day she goes to the mikveh. So writes the Shech Labashmini, you can Shech for on her second day. She saw two shnei, I mean 2 days. She still shmeres yom kinegad yom on the third day. She needs to keep 1 day, and therefore the third day, if the third day comes to be Erev Pesach, you can slur the korban for and do shechita on her. Hazav, however, she saw three times, then she's just like a zav shechita b'shmini, and you only shechita her on the eighth day. Now, so that's a very long gemara here. Tani Rabbi Chia, neither shechita mele b'shmini, neither the same thing. Even though she's only tummy for 7 days, but when she go to mikveh for the first time, after the seventh day is over at night, right? So when is the first time you can shechita for her? Not on her seventh day, but rather. Rather went on her eighth day. Because that night she can't eat the Korban Pesach. She can only eat the next night. So therefore you can only shech for her on the eighth day. Despite the fact that she has no korbanos to bring. But on the seventh day, she's never tahor. And the eighth night, right, which follows the seventh day, she's still not tahor. She has to go to the mikveh. So therefore, she can't eat the korban. She can't have a korban pesach unless her eighth day has an erev pesach, when she's already left tumo altogether.
She goes to the mikveh that night, and then she can't.
No, because they can't slaughter upon her because she's not that day.
She was still.
She can't become tahor. Right, the entire day. Right, since so she could.
Pesach,
right.
She goes
at night to mikvah, no good. Only if her eighth and seventh night is yudalit. So the truth is, if her seventh night is yudalit, then she can go to mikvah that night, or she can go to mikvah the next day. The point is that she can already become Torah before Pesach begins. But if she can't become Torah at all before Pesach begins, because she's a nida on her seventh day, and she'll only be called to go to mikvah that night, so then she cannot make Korban Pesach. Yeah, she has Pesach training. She might be Nida then too. She's cyclical, she's Nida twice, right? Boil Nida, what if a guy had relations with a Nida? So Shochtan Rebbe Shvi Shalom, you can Shechtan him even on his seventh day if that comes on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yosef teaches, Hadam Rasha Baal Nida Torah B'yom HaShvi Shalom. Jesus says, a person who has Nida does not have to go to the mikvah only at night. He goes to the mikvah during the seventh day, during the day. So by nightfall, he can already be Torah. Okay? Ha'onin. 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 somebody who's an onen, or somebody who's clearing an avalanche looking for bones. Somebody who's been promised to leave prison. Hachol, an old man, vazaken, and a sick man or an old man, who sheinuchleim luchol kazayis, as long as they think they can eat a kazayis, shochtin aleim, you can shech the korban based on all these individuals. Ba'akurim aleim and all of them, here's an eitz tova, good advice. Ein shech aleim bifnei atzmon. Don't shech on them, they're the only subscribers. Why? Shelo yivio es ha'pesel yidei psul, because maybe something will happen in the meantime, and pesel come posel. Lefichach, therefore, since the korban based was shechted upon them, even if it turned out afterwards that they cannot eat it, Bichim Rebem Psul, Peturim Lassos Pesach Shaini. They ought to make Pesach Shaini because his reek was done properly. I love shouting when the base manager is empty. Chut. So much fun. Chut Zinu Fakeach. That's a great echo.
This is like in the Museum of Science and Industry.
That's right.
The long
hole. The long, yeah. Only here it's the opposite. Chutzin that don't magnify it. Chutzin av fakech sagal, except for some. Yeah, it's not about. I've attempted many times to actually do that. So I have a table, just a round table, a little base vendors, and have it to say she either. Chutzin av fakech sagal, except for someone who removes the avalanche, Shatomi Tchiloso, since there was obviously what happened is that when he opened the avalanche, he found a body underneath. So that body was there from the morning. So therefore, he was not Yitzhak Korin Beisol, because he was not even Torah at the time of Mizrika. So he became Posel afterwards, became Posel retroactively. Rabbi Yossi Barabun, and Abba Bar Barachana, both said Shem Rabbi Yochan, Masisa, our mission, which says, that if somebody's in prison and he's supposed to get out and there based on the Korban Pesach on him, that's only because Shu Yisrael when Jews have him in prison. I mean Chavshu Akum, but if the Goyim have him in prison, Asher PMD Bel Shavs, Pollard. Asher PMD, they can promise, but we don't take them, don't believe it. Asher PMD Bel Shav, their mouths speak falsehood, for Yimina Yimarin Shakir, and their right hand is the right hand of lies. So even if they promise to let him out, they're not going to let him out. So everybody can't shech the Korban Pesach on him. Now, you should know that that would say in our Mishnah, says the Yerushalmi, that we have only shecht on a Jew who's in prison, a Jewish prison, if he's promised to let go on Erev Pesach. That's Benosu Chutz Yerushalayim, so the prison is outside Yerushalayim. Ah, but Benosu Yerushalayim is in prison in the Russian compound. In Yerushalayim, you know the Russian compound is where the Jerusalem Municipal Jail is. It actually might be inside the boundaries where the old city was. Because that actually, the third wall of Yerushalayim, Tayyid Bad Sheni, was beyond that area. It was near the area of Meir Shorin. So if you're in prison there, Givaldik, you can eat a Korban Pesach in jail. We don't have to let you go. Shurucheiros, right? You know, eat a Korban Pesach in jail.
You lean on your left side.
Yeah. That's the Torah Yerushalayim. I feel like Tichu, Kamisha Yiftichu, even if they promise out, as if they promise out, meaning he can eat in jail if he has to. Rabbi Yossi Tarveyon, Rabbi Yoni, Rabbi Yossi, they both said, Tarveyon Kamesa Oma Havan Armin. Now, originally they both said, and it was an interesting thing they said, Yisrael Orel is a fellow who's Yisrael who's uncircumcised, and he becomes Tomei. Tumas Meis. Now, by Erev Pesach, he's going to get, he's slated to be circumcised Erev Pesach. For some reason, he wasn't circumcised. So now, maybe he's an adult. So he's slated to be circumcised Erev Pesach, but he hasn't yet become circumcised. In the meantime, beforehand, he became Tomei Tumas Meis. So he had Azor of Por Aduma 1 on the 3rd and 7th day. Is he okay then, Erev Pesach, to bring the Korban Pesach? Since he'll be circumcised then. So Rabbi Yossi Tarvein B'Kamesa Yaronomin originally used to say Yisrael Orel is a person, Yisrael is an Orel Mazid Olav, even though he became Tomei previously, once he went the 3rd and 7th day through, you could be Mazid Olav, you could sprinkle in a part of Duma 1 on the 3rd and 7th day, and then he can make Korban Pesach or Pesach, but Lo Havin Armin Klum, it turns out we weren't correct, literally we weren't saying a thing. It's absolutely untrue. How's why? Tan Rabbi Simon Bar Zavdi Kuy Rabbi Ilo, Rabbi Zavdi Sene Rabbi Ilo, Namar Khan, it says, by an Orel Yisrael, Vazi Krav La'asoso. It says that he, when he becomes circumcised, then he can come do Korban Pesach. The Ne'amar Lanu, it says by if you have an Eved who's an Orel, not the Jew himself, but his Eved, so then it says the Eved's got to get a circumcision Oz Yochal Bo. Then the Eved and the master can eat it. Ma Oz Shenemar La'alon, just like the Oz which is stated subsequently. Ad Shia Kosher B'Shas Achila, right? It says Oz Yochal Bo, so it means you have to be kosher at the time you're eating. After Oz Shenemar Kan, Ad Shia Kosher B'Shas Shechita. So to the Oz which it says by the guy who's an Ari Yisrael, he has to be kosher at the time that he is shechting the korban, because it says there Oz Yikrav La'asos, which means Shechita. So this must teach us that. Sorry, I made a mistake. I want to learn like the Shari Torah's Eretz Yisrael, one of the Sfarim on the Yerushalmi. He changed the gears for here. I forgot. Let me go back a minute. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi. You see that, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi? 3, 6, about 10 lines at the bottom. Rabbi Yonah said, "The Yisrael Orel." He changed it from Mazin Poraduma on him. I apologize. Changed it to Shechtim on him. The Shechtim, the Mazin was the Zrika Saddam. He learns it. The Zrika Saddam, the Korban Pesach. This is all, forget about the fact that he was told me previously. Disregard that. That's from the Korban Eden and others. Disregard that. We're talking about a case where a guy, Stam Norel, he's not told me. But he can get a circumcision that afternoon. So do we let him get, do we let him do the Korban Pesach that morning? Or that afternoon before his circumcision? Now bear in mind, by Goy, we don't let you. That's the next Mishnah. A goy is Megai and Erev Pesach, he can't make the Korban Pesach that year. But what Megai and Erev Pesach, Yisro Orel, Mazlov means the Zrikas Adam on him, even before he got the Bris Milah, the law of him, it's not true. And that's what we learn from here. Tarsir Bar Zavdi, Kun Rabila, Nemar Kamba Zikrav, so it says by Orel Yisrael, only when he has the Bris Milah, he can be oist to the Korban. It says by if you own an Orel Eved, only after he has a Bris Milah can he eat it. By the Orel Eved, it means he's got to be kosher at the time you eat your Korban. Right? So to hear the Oz that you stated here, meaning it says Oz Yase also. Oz Yikrav La'asoso means Achir Kosher B'Shash Shechita. Only once he has a Bris Milah can he actually have do the Shechita. So even though he's promising to do it this afternoon, it doesn't work. You know, I just thought that it's a little play on words here. Oz and Gamachra is 8, of course. So it's only when he has an Oz, when he has a Bris Milah, Yikrav La'asoso, then he can do the Korban Pesach. Okay? Parashu Nasa Kayetzibayim. Now, this is going back to the guy who was taking out an avalanche. I'm checking the avalanche to see if there's anybody alive there. Sometimes even the guy who's digging on the avalanche is like the other people mentioned in our Mishnah who are exempt from Beis Hosheni. Sometimes, and here's a big type of the Korban Pesach points out, just be She'en Naseh Kareitz. Well, sometimes he's different and he's not, he has to make Beis Hosheni. How so? When is he like the other guys? Begal Aroch. He's clearing a long avalanche. So he's not over all of it at one time. Therefore, it's possible, Shani Oimer, Nizrik Adam, Achaloi Gilatuma. The Zrika Saddam, which is being done on him, at the same time, he's checking the avalanche, he might be over a part where there's no mace. So therefore, Misafik, he can't make a Pesach Sheni, because maybe he wasn't yet Tomei and he was yet in Pesach Rishon. He can't eat the Korban Pesach, maybe he was already Tomei, but he doesn't make Pesach Sheni, because maybe he wasn't yet Tomei. Okay? That's Begal Aroch, right? Pa'amim, now, last line, Pa'amim, She'ein Nasaka Yetzibon, sometimes he's not like the rest of them, meaning he for sure has to make Pesach Sheni. When's that? Begal Agol, when it's around avalanche, because then the whole time he was over bodies, because it's, it means a small one. So then he was definitely pasul at the time of the they made the Korban Pesach. Ira ben psul ben shchita lizrika. What happens if one of these guys, let's say a choyler or a zokain, all of a sudden he got time shchita, he was okay, he could eat the kazayis. But then between shchita and zrika, he got too sick and he can't eat the kazayis anymore. He's like there. They become then like the guys who cleared the round avalanche, meaning that they too have to make Pesach Sheni. Why is that? Because this is according to the opinion which holds, as Korbanator points out, that a guy has to be roi la'achila even b'shas rika. It's machlokas in Rabban Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson holds you have to be roi la'achila b'shas shchita. Rabbi Rabbanon, the royal lechol, also b'shas rika, and therefore they hold that these guys are pusul on Pesach Sheni. Ain't sure this is based on how you ochid. The Rabbi says you can't share the Korban Pesach for an individual. Rabbi Yossi says it's permissible. Afilu chaburo shomea, even if you have a chaburo of 100 guys, shei yechoyim lechol kazayis, then none of them can eat the kazayis, ain't shech the melee, you can't share with them a Korban Pesach. Ve'ein oisim chaburin, you can't make a chabura exclusively of noshim, women, avodim, slaves, and katanim, children. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said no. It's only if they're all together. Not if separate. You can have separate women. It's called chabura. We had that last spot. This is only if they're all together. The Noshim Avodim and Ketanim all together. Okay. Yeah, the Ketanim are superfluous. It means Noshim and Avodim. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi the what's large Rabbi Yehuda who says catch a Korban Pesach Yochid because. Literally that means the Pashup Shah the Pasuk is you can't check the Pesach in one of your gates. But we dash it Lo Sucha Lizbaza Pesach Be'echot. Can't share the Korban Pesach for one guy. That's the Chabuche. Korban Pesach has to be done with a group. Mamakam Rabbi Yosi Tam Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yosi do with this Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda? Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda. 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 Let's say you have 6 million Jews who are Tar and 6 million of one Jews who are Tame. Do I say Tuma Hutra B'tzibur on the basis of a majority of one? And this he learned, Tabloma lo sucha lizbos a pesach be'echon. That's how he dashes lo sucha lizbos a pesach, meaning that you can't say tumah utra b'tzibur on the basis of a majority of one. This guy believes the majority of two. We had that way back when. Right, you make one of them tumah, right, make one of them tumah. Am Rabbi Yochanan says, Moider Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, b'di'evet. Interesting. The difference between chadchil and b'di'evet and the Torah itself. B'di'evet, imov arvizorek es adam. If you did Zrika Saddam on a solitary guy, Shawurza, that it works. However, if it's Shachat, and Shinogi takes even further, what if you didn't even get to the Zrika? You just did the Shchita on a solitary guy. Matir and Lolis are better to the Zrika Saddam than let the Korban become possible. Tani ain't a sim chabura, noshim vavodim uketanim. Why? Because it preaches. Tiflo here means preaches. They get together, and vavodim and ketan noshim do preaches thicker things. Tani bar kapar shleivius country they beside. Another interpretation bar kapar says that since they are frivolous individuals, they will bring the kachim to mockery. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yazi said, "Ain't no see a chabur shel gerim. Can't make a chabur exclusively of gerim." Now in the Bavli, it just said the words "mibnei shem medakti gumba," right? Because they're too medaktik in it, and they're going to bring it to psul. So it sounds like a shvachan gerim. They're so meticulous that they're going to be afraid, you know, to eat properly, and therefore they're going to be too much noiser. But it says the opposite. It says "mitoch shem mekukolim." It says the gerim are bad. And medakting, but they're not properly medakting. Fame vino soy de psul, and they make a pulse. Okay. Onei Toiva, the clock seems to have stood still tonight. Shemesh begivon don viarech beemekai alon. Onei Toiva. Maybe it's no minion tonight. Onei Toiva. And Onei goes to the mikveh. Must be Hanukkah party tonight. Onei Toiva, vocha pischo lair. and Oyin and Toivels and eats his Pesach that night. Avalor b'kachim, but not other kachim. It's a special heter by Oyin and Pesach, not by other korbanos. Hashomer meis, somebody hears that somebody died in his family a while ago. Umishli slachtul atzamos, or bones are collected in his family on Erev Pesach, so that he is momentarily tamei. Toivel v'oichel is momentarily an avel. Toivel v'oichel b'kachim, he could go to the mikvah, even though he didn't actually physically get involved, since he was an avel. So therefore, he goes to the mikvah v'oichel b'kachim, even korbanos the night after that. Gershin's guy are psachim, as I mentioned to you. Gershin's guy are pesach b'sharmin toivel v'oichel spiskol erev. He dunks the mikvah and goes to eat the pesach at night. V'sumri ha'purish min orlok ha'purish min ha'kever. So he separates from the orlok, it's like separating from the grave, and therefore he has to wait at least 7 days before making any korban. And Pesach.
Why does the Onin have to do tefillah? He's not tamei.
Right. It's like the Rabbanan. To separate his status. Because the Onin has to do with death. That's symbolic.
I thought the Onin is patur because he's a
slave. So why is he? He is. It's a kula. We let him do the Korban Pesach. Yeah. No. Amar Yisrael Bun Masisuk Shanasa Onin Mishar Vishoino Ben Shchita Luzrika. Our Mishnah is talking about the only time we create the sinjuri based on other korbanos is where he became an onei between the shechita and the zrika. Avlinas oinei lachar kapora, but he became an onei after the kapora on any, even on any other korban, kvarutzo. He already is a popiz, and that night he can eat even from the other korban. Okay, by Pesach we said can be makrivan him when he's an oinin the entire time. By any other korban we said you're not makrivan him. However, if you already were makriv, so he can eat the korban that night, not during the day because he's an oinin, but that night. Now, of course, at night it's even the mace was not buried yet, because we're holding that aninus lailas drabana, and rabbana were not machmir by aninus laila. Where there's a korban pesach involved, and even other korbanos, if the korban is already slaughtered and zrikas adam done at the time that the person died, and this is a long sugi about anidus slaila not being d'oraisa. V'tani kein, we're going to learn more about it tomorrow. Ezui aninus wets aninus mishas misa v'achas kvur divi rebbe. Rebbe holds it from the time death, from the time till the time burial. Chachomri kol hayayim kulo, the entire day. But never, not at night. And that's where we'll stop here because it goes on and on. We'll come back to this tomorrow, the issue of how long Aninus lasts, the Raisa and the Rabbanan.